hosted live radio. The Burroughs and Tomy were having a little difficulty getting them on the line. But the Moriartys have stuck around, and they really have a lot more to say. We're going to go with Olivia. So we'll, I don't know where Brian is from Vax 2. I don't know. We've had him on several times. I don't know if he's on, we got a time zone mix up or what. I don't know. But, we will, we'll still work on that. But so excited and second to none is the Moriartys. LibyanWarTheTruth.com, of course, is their website. We've talked about a lot of things this morning. What we haven't really talked about is Libya, which is heating up, with is becoming central to the Middle East. A lot going on there. Why don't we just jump right in? Welcome back, anyway, Jim and Joanne. You didn't go anywhere, but welcome back. Thank you for staying with us. Let's go to Libya. Okay. Gosh, this is crazy. You guys are fantastic for sticking. I hate to do that to you. You're fantastic. Why don't you just real quickly, in 30 seconds, Joanne, a minute, just sum up Libya. What do we need to know for the next time you come on?
Okay. There was a Berlin conference supposedly to help Libya get through its problems. Libya really doesn't have any problems. They have a Muslim Brotherhood illegal regime in Tripoli that controls less than 5% or 0.05% of the country. Would have fallen a long time ago, except Turkey is supporting it and sending in terrorists and began to send in terrorists again last week. Huge amount have come in. The UN is against it. Everybody's against it, but nobody stops Turkey. They continue. So the tribes have cut off. The army is fighting these. The Libyan National Army is fighting for the Libyan people. They are fighting these Muslim Brotherhood terrorists that are in there. In the meantime, the Eastern tribes went in and shut off all the oil production. They not only shut off one, they shut off about five fields, and they blocked the roads, and they said, this is the Libyan people and the tribes speaking. We do not want Turkey in our country. We want Turkey to stop invading our country. This is not the army. This is the Libyan tribe shutting off the oil.
Now, this seems like a really good sign, this seven countries in 5-year plan. If Libya can actually then reverse things and take it back to the people, this is a real kick in the, you know what, to the New World Order here, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And it's like Gaddafi said, the world doesn't understand Libya. They don't understand the people control Libya. That's what happens here.
Well, interesting. Thank you so much. Libyan War, the Truth. Please get their DVDs. Their story's fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. Libyan War, the Truth. Check them out. Support them. They need your support. They deserve your support. God bless you, too. Jim and Joanne, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Daniel. God bless you.
Yeah, Bye-bye. We'll talk to you soon. Our next guest, we're so happy to have them. I've been waiting with bated breath for quite a while. Brian Burroughs and Polly Tomy, they are the producers of course, you know, Vaxxed, Vax 1. This is Vax 2, The People's Truth. I love the name of it, The People's Truth. It's fantastic to have them on. Brian and Polly, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hi, Daniel. It's actually just Brian.
Oh, hi. Well, we'll take anything we can get. We're happy to have you, Brian. Welcome, Brian, to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us. And thank you for the support that you guys have given us throughout the making of this film. And now that we've launched, thank you again for having us on.
Let me start kind of a little side note. I mean, it's obviously related, but a little side question. How giddy are you about what just happened in New Jersey within the last week?
It's unbelievable. It's the power of the people. You know, we've always said that this thing's going to change because of the people, because people are fed up, because people are saying no more. You know, this group of people that we featured in this film, parents of children that have been injured by vaccines, they've always been pushed off to the side, always been marginalized, and always been, you know, really silenced. And, you know, after the first film, that movement started growing, and people started not being afraid to speak their truths. So a lot of people were told by their doctors, by people on television, even family members, that what happened to their children wasn't true. That didn't happen. It's been proven over and over again that there's vaccines are perfectly safe. Well, you saw in New Jersey last week that people are fed up, and you know, for them to be able to make that change was just amazing to watch. Amazing.
I see this issue, vaccines, one way or another. I see this as the most important medical issue in America right now, probably most of the world. I mean, I don't want to overstep, but it's certainly in America, because it's not just about medical. We're seeing forced vaccinations. We're seeing things where religious liberties are turned in favor of basically big pharma agenda. This is the battleground of medical liberty right now. I am so encouraged that it seems like we're about to reach a tipping point where they just can't, I don't care how much advertising or whatever big pharma does, they don't, there's not enough money in the world to overcome all these parents of children who have been hurt and damaged and who are convicted. Conviction literally is winning right here. Would you agree with that assessment?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's, I think we have reached a tipping point, and it seemed like it was an uphill battle for a while. And people have now, it's the power of the people. That's why this film's called The People's Truth. Because